14 years ago, I was diagnosed with AIDS, and today I'm alive and well without a trace of HIV or any AIDS-related symptoms. Hopefully, people will listen to my story and start to reject the dominant paradigm, which says that the only way to deal with HIV infection is with tons of toxic drugs for the rest of your life. In 1988, I was tested for HIV after being sick for about 4 months with what I thought was mononucleosis. I went to St. Vincent's Hospital in downtown Manhattan and was put on the HIV ward. Over the next 6 months, I was in and out of the hospital. I took many tests, including two HIV tests, the ELISA and the Western blot. They were just starting to experiment with the PCR then, and I took four PCR tests. I was told I had, among other things, histoplasmosis, idiopathic HD4, lymphocytopenia, anemia, cytomegalovirus, CMV, herpes, Epstein-Barr, toxoplasmosis, pneumocystis, carini, pneumonia, PCP, Kaposi's sarcoma, KS, malabsorption syndrome. They told me I was progressively worsening because of the strain of HIV that I had. Overall, I had 21 diagnoses. At least 7 of these were potentially fatal. KS or CMV could have killed me. Toxoplasmosis kills 70% of the people who get it. I had PCP 3 times within the course of a year and a half, and this was the number one killer of persons with AIDS for over 10 years. Had I not done something about my situation, I would have been dead very quickly. At first, I was a frontline activist for organizations like ACT UP. I would fight for more money for research and medicine. What caused me to change my direction to a more holistic one was simply that everybody I knew died. Nobody from my support group at the Gay Men's Health Center is alive today. Nobody I knew from ACT UP is alive today. Everybody who went on the drugs died. They didn't die from HIV. They didn't die from AIDS. They died from AZT toxicity. I realized that lifestyle factors led to my illness. I was 20 years old. I was an alcoholic. I also smoked 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I'm straight, but I grew up in the gay community where I hung out in the gay bars. I adopted a lot from their lifestyle. I would go to Fire Island where I was a substance abuser. Everybody used poppers, amyl nitrates. An interesting note is that these drugs are made by Glaxel Welcome, the same people who make AZT. I went from poppers to coke, from coke to sniffing heroin and using pills. I was malnutritioned. About 6 months later, I went in for a test knowing that I was probably positive. My suspicions were confirmed. After being told that I was thousands and thousands of dollars for these drugs, which very few people can ever will be able to afford, recently there was a study in the nationally distributed journal AIDS Treatment News. The study, which came out of Stanford University, showed that N-acetylcysteine, NAC, raises glutathione levels, and that helps predict survival. Yet no one is paying attention to the fact that people with HIV aren't being prescribed glutathione or NAC by their doctors. They are selectively prescribing and treat with what treatments people should take. And that's why this epidemic has turned into the ravenous monster that it is. I would urge people with AIDS or a diagnosis of HIV to come to HEAL on Wednesday nights at the Gay and Lesbian Community Center at 208 West 13th Street in New York. We don't have to be gay. You don't have to be gay to attend. I'm straight. I'm just not narrow. You can get an enormous amount of help there, an enormous amount of information about where to get vitamins and herbs.